moment of fair or foul. Chris, it's a fun Friday, a fair or foul Friday. Are you into, we haven't talked shows in a bit. Have you watched True Detective?
No, I haven't. Heard crazy good things, though.
I'm watching it.
The way I understand it, it's kind of like an anthology series where each season is a different detective.
Right.
So we just started on this newest one, season four.
So have you've seen the ones in the past?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's
gotcha.
What I'm saying. I haven't. And I just, for whatever reason,
started
having HBO, I'm just going to watch the newest one.
This is the one where there was a season with like Matthew McConaughey.
Yes.
And I think Chris Rock was on one as
exactly.
well. Okay.
Exactly.
Yes. Then I know the show
exactly.
you're talking about.
So Yeah, Mahershala Ali was in season three
as
well.
Shout out Mahershala.
Yeah, Mahershala St. Mary's,
I believe.
You know, Moraga's finest. Yeah. So I'm watching that one, and I'm very excited. Anyone that has ever heard me talk about TV, I saw that they finally have season two of Severance in production for Apple TV. I'm excited about that.
Wow.
What are you watching right now?
What am I watching right now? I'm rewatching Shameless. I think it's because of...
Rewatching?
Yes.
You're a rewatcher.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
You're a rewatcher.
Big time. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I watch a lot of TV series. I've established not a big movie watcher, but I will watch 6 hours of just any show, and I'll watch it until like 2 a.m. So... That's more my speed. But yeah, I'm rewatching Shameless. I think it's because Homeboy is just so prevalent right now. He was in the Iron Claw. What's his name? I don't even know what his name is.
From the Bear.
Yeah, from the Bear. The guy from the Bear, who is obviously from the Bear. But also
Jeremy Allen White. Great middle name, by the
Jeremy
way.
Yes, Jeremy Allen White. Rewatching Shameless, which I've never actually finished before. It's one of those where I feel like I tried to watch it three or four. I think this is my third time trying to watch it. I get to the same point every time, and then I slow down.
Why?
I mean, the show is heavy. It's a show
where power through.
The family is essentially broke as all get out, and every episode things just continue to get worse. And so I can only sign up for that so many times. But rewatching Shameless right now, and I just finished Alone, which is a show I've talked a lot about before. It's where they essentially, it's like Survivor, but extreme. They literally, you know, they'll be survivalist experts or people who know tons about how to start fires, how to catch fish, how to trail bear scat and all that stuff. And they drop them quite literally alone with a camera, and they say, whoever is going to last the longest wins, I think, $500,000.
I saw a trailer for that.
It's really good.
There
I would heavily recommend.
All righty. And, this is from Joe Jarosz on the SAC chat, our guy Joe. Yeah, Chris Rock was Fargo. Which I thought was
Thank
ending,
you,
and then it didn't end. There you go. So that was Chris Rock as, I mentioned True Detective. Also want to just put that out there. We see you on the text line 916 RIP Carl Weathers. Carl Weathers, actor from Rocky, Predator, Mandalorian, Happy Gilmore, a lot of different
Happy
things.
Gilmore, that's
so,
right. Oh, man. You know, Simone was what's his name in Happy Gilmore? Simone, I know you know his name. I can't think of his name.
Which one?
Is it Chubbs?
Chubbs.
Is that his name?
I was also Chubbs.
Really? Oh, my God.
I was Chubbs.
Simone's
for Halloween.
Was great. Yeah. I think Simone even had the alligator with her.
Yeah.
So it's pretty
great. So RIP to Carl Weathers, lose another great one. And, you know, obviously he was in, like I said, Rocky, Predator, and The Mandalorian. Yeah, it's a tough one. But, RIP and all the best prayers go out to his family. Getting ready for our first segment of Fair or Foul. We'll do the sports ones while we're waiting for Simone, and then we will do the non-sports ones. So, Greg Olson, he signed up for this. We believe he knew.
Yeah.
So Greg Olson, who's been doing great play-by-play, I do like him. He is about to get bumped for Tom Brady. Remember, everybody remembers Tom Brady signed that crazy deal. I believe he was still playing.
Yes,
and
he
signs this deal, and Greg Olson knows that he's out. And he says, I want to call the top game. I want to call games in front of 57 million people and dive into the biggest moments. And I feel like we've done as good a job at that as anyone in the industry over the last couple seasons.
It's just sad. I mean,
it's very sad.
It's like
a
weird
somebody's got to pick him up
somewhere.
Somewhere, right?
Yeah, I think he still has, like, I believe he's still with Fox. It's just they're demoting him. And it's just like, it's a weird thing where you're
To lower games.
Yes, to lower games. So he'll be, you know, like Mark Schlereth does Fox games, but he doesn't do I think they call it America's Game of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
And so he'll just be whatever the second best game that's on Fox that day will be, which is, I mean, Greg Olsen's awesome. Like, I was not expecting to appreciate his commentary style as much as I have. And I feel like, do you think Brady's going to be good at that?
I don't know.
Because we heard him on McAfee the other day. They asked him about Purdy, and it was just a bunch of filibustering. Like, how much is he actually going to say? Because I feel like when they initially were like, hey, let's get Tom Brady to Fox, it was kind of when Tony Romo was still popping, and he was predicting plays and all of that. And it was oh my God, if this is what Tony Romo sounds like, Tom Brady the GOAT, he's gonna be revealing every play. And I think since that Tony has stopped doing that, but also is anybody hyped to hear what Tom Brady has to say?
I think so.
Every week?
I think so.
There'll be clips, but I just don't know if it's going to be entertaining.
I'm a bit surprised at how Tom Brady is playing this whole thing. I thought he would go...
He's too famous. He's too rich for that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I thought he would go in the Michael Jordan direction. He's got his ownership with
LeBron's
the Raiders.
LeBron's not going to be talking sideline. He's not going to be replacing Doc Rivers.
I think it's just Brady just going to downplay what everybody else does.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? But so now Greg Olsen gets demoted a little bit, and you know, you just got to keep getting your work in, and he put out good tape.
I think it's foul.
You think it's foul?
I'm saying
you think it's foul? Yeah. I think it's fair based on
he knew. Is it fair for Brady to do it? Was it fair for Brady to do what he did, where he essentially said, you can hold that spot until I'm ready?
What's funny that you're saying this, that this is exactly about very similar to my story.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, perfect.
So I'm going fair only because Greg Olsen knew it was coming.
Okay. That's
all right.
Fair.
So he knew it was coming. All right, let's
quite literally what he signed up for.
Let's do the other sports one first, and then we'll end with my story. Doc Rivers, who is 0-2 as the Boston Celtics. Milwaukee Bucks. I still don't think they've won a game.
I don't believe so. No.
So they are 0-2, the Milwaukee. Yeah, he already has his chance with the Boston Celtics. And they are 0-2 since he has taken over. But due to a technicality, he could coach the All-Star game.
Yeah, so I guess you're not allowed to – they call it the Riley rule, where I guess Pat Riley coached the All-Star team from like – 1982 through 1990, and so now they have a rule where you cannot coach consecutive seasons, which I guess is so that coaches get vacation, I think, I would imagine. I don't like that Riley rule, and definitely not if it leads to Doc Rivers coaching the All-Star team when he just got here last week. I mean, that just feels wrong. I know yesterday on TNT, Kenny was like, you know, Adrian Griffin should be on the staff, or
terrible.
He should let Adrian Griffin
coach. That is so awkward.
No, absolutely not.
Give him
not.
The money, yeah, I no, saw. No. Actually, that led into the Tony Snell thing.
Did it really?
Somehow, because they said, you can just donate that money. I'm just thinking, what is happening?
That is definitely foul. Absolutely. Yeah, there's nothing fair about Doc Rivers walking into coaching the All-Star game.
It's a unique situation. That's what happens when Giannis LeBron Antetokounmpo does his thing and says, I got to get guys out of there. I think that's foul as well. All right. Let's get to my story. So not too long ago, the good old Smith machine in the gym, there's only one, right? And if you don't know what the Smith machine is, it's basically a bar, but it's all connected. So you can squat on
it. It's like
an
all-in-one machine.
It's an all-in-one machine, which is why people stay on there for so long.
Forever.
You can squat on it. You can do deadlifts. You can do bench press. You can do a lot of different things. You can do shoulder, anything, right? So as I've said before, the last story was with the Smith machine when somebody was on it for what felt like 30 minutes, right? So this morning I wake up. And I have to do this stuff specifically for my Achilles rehab. So today is my lift day. I get up. It's seven in the morning. Somebody's already on it. So there's only three of us in the gym. Somebody's already on it. Okay. I do my other workouts and I'm trying to time it out. He starts slowing down, right? He did a couple different workouts and he moves his stuff. Now, the other person that was in the gym, she had been there, but she was a little bit by the time he got off, she was a little bit further away. Now, what I did next. This is what happened. I got caught in between. It truly was my last set, right? Okay. And I did not do this for her.
So you weren't going to be on the machine for long? The Smith machine?
No. I was in the middle of doing another set as he finishes.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I'm thinking, I got to get in to do the show.
Right.
And I can't miss this opportunity.
Yes.
I only had one set, right? So I'm doing dumbbell deadlifts with like a $100 dumbbell.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So she's over. She's a little bit further away. So I'm thinking, cool. If that's me, I'm close by,
yes.
Right? So the guy moves off, and it's not a big gym. So the guy moves away. I put my stuff down at the Smith machine, and I'm looking. I got this 100-pound dumbbell and the stuff that I had been working on. I got one more set.
Right.
So I start doing the last set. As I start doing the last, I got my headphones blaring. As I start doing the last set, she looks over and she's mouthing. I can see we all in the same.
Yeah, right. There's three people there, right?
And she's looking over, saying, "Are you done there?" And he goes, "Yes." And then she looks and sees my stuff.
Uh-huh.
She took it way better than I would have.
Okay,
I'm gonna tell you that
right
now.
Okay, that's good.
So now I feel guilty because truly it was. I figured I can do 10. I have to put it away.
Yeah.
Let me just do 10 quick. It was really just in case somebody else walked in.
Absolutely.
I did not think
right.
she was gonna hop on. Neither of us talked to him and said we wanted to get on next. She saw it. And went back to doing her business. So I get on and I'm just going through quick because now I feel bad.
Of course.
So I do what I got to do and I get to the last set and I say, "Hey, I just have one more set." She goes, "Oh, no, I'm good." She had already grabbed the dumbbells because she didn't know when he was getting off.
Sure.
And then when he left,
okay.
she said, maybe I can do it.
Right.
My stuff was there. She took it very well.
Okay.
And I'm just going to say myself, I asked my wife about it. She goes, "I'd be annoyed. That's foul." And I think it's foul too because what else was I supposed to do? I'm picking it up anyway.
I think you're
good.
I did 10. I think you're fine. I think you're good. I think it's just an awkward situation, but I think your intentions were fine. Mm-hmm. I think this is more of the only thing you can in hindsight say you should have done is maybe tried to make eye contact with her and just like point and say
trying?
Like, yeah, like. But how are you? Again, there's three people. You're just playing the numbers game, too.
You gotta hawk it.
Also, that is, you're right.
We need another Smith machine.
Because if it's a packed gym, like, this is now crossing into, okay, if this is a packed gym, what you did is what you have to do.
Yes.
And just because it's not packed, are you not supposed to do what you're always supposed to do in order to lock down the machine?
Truly, I did not mean to, I'm going to run over there,
right.
And I'm going to run over there, lock it down, and finish my stuff here. It was, I put my stuff down, I came back, and I thought, I got to move this dumbbell
and
anyway.
And you checked with her after, too.
Yeah, I got
to move,
and I flew through it.
Yeah.
My wife said it's foul. She convinced me that it's foul.
I know. I thought, now I'm hearing it back, and I am like, maybe it is foul. I thought, first take, it was clean. It was fair.
Okay. All right.
I
feel bad about it. Maybe I, but
it's
if
okay.
I ask her,
I understand.
We're all
I think
borrowing
you
machines at the end of the
if
day,
I
right?
If I ask her and she says, yeah, because she was in the gym before me, but I didn't know. But if neither of us asked him, hey, because she could have said, hey, I was on that next, but we both got caught up waiting for him because, again, just like the last time I had this conversation in the opposite way, neither of us had said, hey, how much longer I'm trying to hop on next. If she had said, hey, I talked to him and I said I was next, you cool.
Right.
She did it.
If I was there, you would not have gone second.
She wasn't. I feel like that's what I'm saying. I was hocking it.
I don't know, because I feel like you did the unspoken rule, too, of if you want that machine, you got to be near it and ready to take over. Like, you can't just assume that no one's going to. Like, I don't know. I think everything you did, I probably would have done everything you did. So if you're wrong, then I guess I'm wrong.
Someone from the SAC chat says, gotta yell out next.
No.
Right?
No.
It's this dang Smith machine, man.
Next.
Maybe they should just get a second Smith machine.
We need
that
another
to me
one.
Sounds like the easy Smith.
Because
fix.
The crazy thing is, here's the thing. The crazy thing is, just like she was just doing it a different way, my workouts can only be done in that,
right?
Not necessarily with the Smith machine, but I need that bar.
Yeah.
There's only one bar.
Right.
So the dude who was even there before, who wasn't there too long, he's doing shoulder press. He's doing incline bench.
Yeah,
you can do that stuff other places.
Exactly.
I can't do what I need to do anywhere else.
No, exactly.
That's why I got to be a little bit more cutthroat.
You got to be a little selfish. Yeah. You're like, I need this machine. Like, it's not like, you know, really like it, or, you know,
Say it's fair.
I think it's fair. I think you're good.
Okay,
and your intentions were good. It's not like you had
I thought that was going to go way worse.
You know, yeah.
No.
If you intentionally cut her, then it's a different conversation.
Yes.
But again, you had no idea, and I think it was just an awkward situation that went. I mean, it sounded like it went smooth.
It went fine. Yeah. It went fine. Much, much better than last time when Homeboy was there for 30, 40
minutes.
Ma'am,
if you're listening and you got cut off by Alan Stiles, please call into the station.
Yes,
next one's on me.
You get to skip in front of me.
I would love to hear from her perspective.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, you know, you did put your stuff down a little early for me. All right, got to get to a break. When we get back, a little bit more on the Kings' interest on Kyle Kuzma. And also, we preview the Pacers. And we preview the Bulls. Stiles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. Still trying to, no updates yet on Tyrese Halliburton. Still questionable. Probably will be until the show is over. And Whitey Gleason, Kyle Draper, they'll get that news for you. How's everybody feeling about these early games?
I love them. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder, I understand why the NBA has to have it be 7 o'clock just so you get as many people as possible to it. But, like, it would be nice if we can get an occasional, you know, Tuesday night at 5:30 or 6.
I'm with you.
So we could get out a little bit earlier.
I'm with you, big
dog. It would be really nice. Just enjoy this while it lasts. The Kings taking on the Indiana Pacers. And the Pacers, still a bit hard. I know a lot of times when we preview these games, we will do defensive rating and offensive rating, but a little bit different when they made the big moves that they made, getting Pascal Siakam. I don't know that they've necessarily found their stride. Tyrese Halliburton goes down around the time that they get Pascal Siakam, so I don't know if they've really been able to cook the way they would have liked. Do have some good wins since acquiring Siakam. They beat the 76ers. They beat the Suns, and some of this is without Tyrese. They lost by 5 to the Celtics. That was on Tuesday, and then they lose to the Knicks. So they've lost 2 in a row, and now they have a back-to-back, and not a traveling back-to-back, but they did have to travel to come back home against a Kings team that should be ticked off.
Should be, yeah.
Should be upset. Now, you don't want to get too amped. That was a too amped guy.
Right.
You don't want to be too amped, but at the same time, you definitely want to put your best foot forward and not put yourself in a bad situation. Yeah. After the Pacers beat the Kings January 18th, it was a back-to-back, so do with that what you will. Sandwiched in, that was when the trade happened, but they had lost to the Jazz. They beat the Kings, and then they lost to the Trailblazers. Mm. But then I think that's around the time they actually got Siakam. And then Halliburton goes down. Basically, long story short, we don't really know what we're going to get tonight. Yeah. Besides, they're still going to play with a lot of pace.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the one thing you can expect is just high energy and high scoring, really. I mean, I know Indiana didn't score a ton last night, but on their home floor, you have to imagine they're going to try and play their style of basketball. And you know, we didn't get a chance to, I think we got sidetracked by something else. We never got a chance to address what we really meant by De'Aaron coming out, saying, like, we want De'Aaron to take advantage of some of those games and, you know, come out with a little bit more fire. I think we're talking about, like, De'Aaron just meeting the correct intensity for the moment, I think. It's too much of the, like, he's kind of feeling it out for a quarter and a half, and then he kind of gets going. I think what we're wanting to see from him tonight, when we say, hey, De'Aaron, have a big night, it's not at the expense, it's not like we want him ball hogging or playing hero ball. We're just saying, from opening tip, attack the rim. Just attack, attack, attack until they stop you and be a weapon. Like, really, I want you, especially if Tyrese is playing tonight, you should feel like I'm trying to prove some points tonight, and I'm going to show you that not only am I an all-star, but I'm better than this dude who's starting in the all-star game.
Yeah, I mean, you really should. It really should make you feel some type of way. This won't make you feel some type of way.
All the emotions. You got Indy.
And you got housed at home.
Yeah.
And this, let's not forget,
TJ McConnell didn't even play yesterday. So he goes from starting and killing y'all to he's not even
riding,
part of y'all's rotation.
Riding pine. Let's not forget, in whatever type of outfit you want to say Tyrese Halliburton had on, he was doing the most in your house.
Yes.
He was dancing.
Flexing on y'all.
He was having the time of his life in your house. In your house. I think they will take it some type of way. I think this is going to be a great game. Look, when we did the Kings Roundtable, I'm not the guy. I don't say this every time. You had Brendan and Frankie. I said, hey, guys, what do you think about the game tonight? Oh, they both thought, oh, yeah, I think the Kings are going to get. I felt bad about that game, okay? I do not feel good about every King game. But I feel good about this one.
Yeah, I do too. I feel good about this one. If you can't, it's one of those where I think you said it earlier, but like if you can't get ramped up or hyped up for this, like with all the outside
check
stuff.
Check your pulse.
That's
do
what
you
I'm
have
saying.
A pulse?
Like, do you not, if this isn't going to get the juices flowing, what is? I already know Sabonis is going to go crazy tonight. That's, or at least his effort is going to be out ridiculous. So I can understand why Miles Turner is saying I'm questionable tonight because he knows he's in for a handful. Jalen Smith, he's like, hey, man, I gave y'all a career high yesterday. I don't want to deal with Sabonis today.
Are you one of those guys that, hey, I want to see the Pacers at full strength? Or are you, it's a long season, just get the W.
Yeah, I don't care. Please take as many people as possible out. Sure, we could say, oh, it's not a true test. I do not
care. Or the Kings haven't played well in these shorthanded situations.
I'm good. It's okay. I'll take wins however I can get them at this point. And, I mean, it's fine. Indy can say, oh, yeah, but you beat us without.
Don't care.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the Kings need wins and, you know, when you're playing a team like Indy where you realistically don't, like, those matchups don't really mean anything in the long run. It's not like it affects your divisional record or anything like that. Just get the win and keep it pushing. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just the Kings need to take care of business tonight. This should be personal. It should be high energy. You already know Indy likes to play fast, so play into it and just beat them at their own game. I mean, this is much, you know, I said the other day the Kings got into a Heat style of basketball in that game. They weren't going to win Heat basketball. You can win this Pacers style of play. I think this is a situation where the Pacers,
they're trying to be you.
Yeah, it's like, hey, everything you could do, we can definitely do better. So, yeah. And it's going to take everybody because if in a high-scoring game, can't have our guy Kevin Huerter going whatever, can't struggle from three, can't have HB going 2-for-10 from three if the Kings are going to try and outscore anybody. So as much as it is De'Aaron and Domas having a big night, you're definitely going to need at least one other person to have a big night too.
Paging Malik Monk.
Yeah, hello.
Malik Monk, hello. Are you there?
Does this number still work?
Malik, are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Are you okay, Malik? Can we find Malik Monk tonight? All right, got to get to a break when we get back. Speaking of, are we going to back up what we're talking with these guys? Prop Talk up next. Simone is hot on the Prop Talk. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. Prop Talk coming up here and dog segments.
Arf.
Just a note about the Niners. The Niners, as far as being underdogs, is it still 2.5?
Last time I saw it was 2. Let me see here. Looking like we have.
Only 2 NFL Network analysts chose the Niners, Colleen Wolf and Marcus Grant. All right, and this is very early on. We'll see if people change their minds. It's 2 points. Yep. My question is, can you be the Vegas favorite and still be an underdog? How does that work?
I think technically no, but I guess spiritually you can say if you feel as if, you know, yeah, you've got, you know, out of 10 insiders, if 2 of them are picking you, you know, I guess – who am I to say that that doesn't make you an underdog?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, it's public perception versus where, I mean, and you can argue, you know, Vegas lines don't necessarily say they think the Niners are going to win. It's just they think that's where they can get the most money. So, you know, I would say that you could probably still. This is really the borderline of how you could still be considered an underdog and yet be a Vegas favorite. They're towing it though.
That's enough.
Yes,
that is enough to make the Niner fans feel like, hey,
disrespect.
We're disrespected. All right, prop talk. I'm looking here, and the obvious ones are Fox and Sabonis.
Of course,
right?
Yeah.
Those are the obvious ones for today. You got De'Aaron Fox. He's back. I don't know why, but somehow he scored. I think it's probably because of the Pacers.
Right,
but
yeah.
He went from 25.5 to 27.5.
Yeah.
That scares me.
That's really high.
But just putting it out there, 5 assists. Also, 2.5 three-pointers made. Chris hopes that he doesn't take that many, but yeah. He probably will. I'm looking here. Keegan Murray is at 17.
Yeah, that's
and
high.
A half points. Harrison Barnes at 14 and a half points. Malik is at 11 and a half.
How?
I don't know. Because I'm ready once it drops to 10 and a half.
Right.
Kevin Huerter at 13 and a half points. And again, not sure where Nate got that from, but 2.5 threes, not 1.5. Yeah, I feel like I got to keep it simple today. And I am going to go with, this is a tough one. I think I'm just going to go straight up. And if they don't play their straight up, if they don't play their guys, might get burned because the Kings might blow them out. But
sure.
I'm just going to keep it simple. Sabonis 21.5.
Over. Is that points?
Over. Straight up. Points. Over.
I like it. I mean, that would put him at over 20 points per game on the season, too, which would probably put him into a different. Oh, he's now the only person to ever be 20, 13, right. 8, and 60% from the field. So I like it. And then you also have the added motivation of All-Star as well and getting his. I'm going to look at Keegan Murray. Last time when the Kings lost to Indy, Keegan had 27 points, 9 boards. He was 11 of 18 from the field. That was the game you took Keegan Murray over 2.5 threes,
right.
And he was 1 of 5 from
That's right.
He had 27 points.
That is correct.
So I'm gonna ignore that happened, and I'm going to take Keegan Murray 5.5 rebounds the elevated pace of Indiana, and I just think that's going to lead to more shots. And I'm looking here. Keegan has had 5 or more rebounds in 5 of his last 6 games. So I'll say Keegan will get 6 tonight. Why not?
There you go. Keegan Murray over 5.5 Rebs rebounds.
Rebs.
Simone, you got one?
I got one. I'm also looking here at the lines. I think that Malik Monk one is interesting. I know we're in a little bit of a rough patch.
At 11.5, like it?
No, but I'm going to take the under.
Ooh, I like it. I like it, Simone.
No,
yes.
I don't like that.
It's going to be a little sizzle today and a big sear tomorrow.
You know, he's got to leave some room for his snubbed All-Stars to get some points. I love
it,
Simone.
I'm taking the under.
I think that's the first under we've had, so I love it.
I don't like that at all.
I'm writing it in here under 11.5. I love it.
That's crazy.
Just waking everyone up. Get everyone ready for the weekend, baby.
That's crazy to me. Wow.
That's 11.5 the number is?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm shook.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
No, I don't.
Okay, so Alan is going Sabonis over 21.5.
Simone
is going Monk under. Incredible. Just incredible stuff. Under 11.5, and I'm going Keegan Murray over 5.5 rebounds.
I just can't believe that.
I love it so much, Simone. Thank you. Thank you for having the heart to do what none of us.
The courage.
We're all afraid of
it. Thank you.
I mean,
it's a big week for me.
You'd also be a winner, like in I don't even know how many straight games if you would have bet that. Let me see here. Let's look at Malik's game logs here, and let's see at 11.5. When was the last time Malik Monk had 12 points in a game? Let's see here.
It's been a while.
We got to improve our internet here because this thing is killing me. He has one game of 12 or more points in the last 6.
Ish.
He had 13 points in the win against Atlanta. If we want to stretch that out, he had 13 7 games ago against Phoenix in that collapse.
Wait, when was the last time he had 12?
He had 12 against Atlanta. What was that? 4-5 games ago. That was the last time he had over 12. That was the last time he hit double digits. He's only hit he also had 13 points.
This has been going on for
Phoenix.
I know we did the last 10. It's, he's still averaging 12, I think, the last 10 games, but barely.
His last 7, he has only gone double digits twice, and he got 13 in both of those games. So
there you go. All righty. We'll see who figures it out. Now we got Double Dog.
A Double Dog.
Segment in a back-to-back situation. I'm going to ride with Sabonis. I'm going to ride with my prop talk pick. Domantas Sabonis is my dog.
You times two?
Times. I'll do him for the Pacers.
Okay.
I gotta think for the Bulls.
Okay. I'm
trying to chase history, dude. Mm-hmm. Break that Big O record.
That's right.
Oh, that's true.
That's right.
That's why I wanted to double adopt Domas.
Let's
but
do
I guess
it. No,
I,
no, no, no. You're
should
good.
We?
Yeah,
wait.
You can. We got two games this weekend, so you can pick him for the Pacer game and then go somewhere else for the Bulls game.
I'm going somewhere else with the Bulls game, and I already
laid
it out. See, Monk's settling down tonight just to rev it
All right.
Let's see here. So Simone's got Sabonis versus the Pacers, Monk versus Chicago. Allen's got Sabonis versus the Pacers. Tonight, gotta throw that in there. I'll go De'Aaron tonight. Why not? You know, he's gotta have a little edge. Let's get the Fox and Sabonis wave going. I mean, we've been talking about it all day. They've got some things to prove. And they better come out aggressive tonight. If they don't, then I will.
You know what that means, I really
if they don't, I will.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but yeah.
I won't. I think there's gonna be a lot of the main guys going off tonight. So tomorrow night,
right.
I know I'm not allowed to pick Kevin Huerter anymore, but it's either Kevin Huerter or Harrison Barnes because you're going up against guys that there have been conversations about being traded for. So I think, I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to take myself out of Kevin Huerter jail, and it's Kevin Huerter tomorrow night against Caruso.
Chicago.
Caruso over me? Caruso over me? Kevin Huerter tomorrow night.
I'm really tempted to go De'Aaron in Chicago because last time he was in Chicago, he had the I'm nice.
I'm nice,
I'm nice.
I'm blank nice.
Yeah. So that would be great. That would be great to get a sequel of that because I don't think we've had a single De'Aaron game winner all year. So that would be nice to get in Chicago, but I'm going to go somewhere else. I'll go with HB. Why not? Let's go HB in Chicago. I don't really have much reasoning for it besides the fact that, you know, we've seen him have a couple good games, and he's definitely fallen back to earth here. And, you know, like you said, the Kings are probably going to have a big effort from Fox and Sabonis tonight. They're going to need the others, if you will, to step up in Chicago. And I'll just pick HB as my guy. So we'll see.
Smo, you already did yours.
Yes. So we have both of yours. Verse tonight, the Pacers. Allen's taking Sabonis. Simone is also taking Sabonis.
We're double adopting.
I'm taking De'Aaron Fox. Tomorrow in Chicago, Allen's going with Kevin Huerter.
Yep.
Simone is going with Mr. Malik Monk, and I'm going with Harrison Barnes.
Finally, get those licks.
You have here from the SAC chat, you have from Nima, we'll be playing 5-on-8 tonight. NBA has to prove that Fox and Sabonis aren't all-stars. That is some conspiracy right there, and that is well done. I don't think that's the case, but I love a conspiracy. Manny, too legit. De'Aaron, my dog tonight, going for a 40 burger. You have Amid Rock, Fox for game 1, HB for game 2, and from Nicktown, Fox, Domas, and Monk. Big dogs in whatever order, doesn't matter. Just get it done. Got to get to a break when we get back. Crosstalk, crossover with the Drive Guys. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. One more. We like to hear from our people when we do the dog segment. Last second dog from the 530 on the Folsom Lake Honda text line. Malik breaks out of the funk tonight. 20-plus points. Woo. and 4+ three-pointers.
Wow.
Book Don't it. Ruin my
Yeah. Simone's like, well, I took the under. I know, right? So this person is fading Simone. Right. I don't know. Yeah, go out and fade Simone. He's going to break out. It's just a matter of when. Is it tonight or tomorrow night? That's the question. As we are joined by Whitey Gleason.
Hello.
Who is going to Happy take Friday. You up to
3 o'clock.
Yeah,
long show today.
Uh-huh.
Marathon.
Marathon sessions.
Marathon. Yes. I'm glad you prepped enough to be ready to go on this.
Well, we'll see, right? We'll see.
I think I saw you guys are having on Jordy Fernandez today, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Drapes Dimes. I believe Kyle spoke to him earlier, and we're going to share that interview with you.
Yeah, nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So. There you go. There you go. All right. Let's get it done. Football feud.
Are you okay?
Yeah. At least I got one. Yeah. I'm not good at these games. I'll tell you this right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a football historian.
Yeah. I realize I neglected to ask Simone if she had the football feud.
So, ready to go.
Yeah. Ah. That's on me. Yeah. And there we go.
Great. Now it's official.
Yeah. Alan was kind of hoping.
Welcome to the feud. Thank you, Simone. Yes. Let's see. Who won yesterday?
I can't remember. They're all blending together these days.
I think it was Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. On the Travis Kelce.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
That's right.
So I'm going to give you the
choice. No. I'm going to give the choice to Alan.
No, please.
My choice is to give the choice.
You're
going to
defer?
Yeah. I'm going to defer. Exactly.
Second half.
Second half kickoff.
Alan, we have... I don't want to give away too much here, but we have venues, we have quarterbacks,
wow.
We have champions, and we have appearances in general there.
Appearances,
all right.
Venues would have been tough.
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of love that one.
I would.
I got it in the hopper. We'll save it.
We'll keep it.
Yeah. Okay, now, guys, there's only seven answers that are, like, all tied. So my point is, whoever buzzes in first and gets one initially, there's no topping them for the first.
Gotcha. They're all the same number.
So there's seven answers on the board.
Okay.
As you know, this year we have a Super Bowl rematch, right?
Oh, my gosh.
So can you name one of the seven Super Bowl rematches we've seen, or a matchup we've seen more than once?
Besides this one?
Yes, besides this one.
Okay.
Can you name a Super Bowl matchup we've seen more than once?
This is so tough.
All right. So, you know, this one, we're not counting
Chris.
This. Yes, Chris.
Patriots-Eagles.
Patriots-Eagles is correct. Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. Super Bowls 39 and 42. So you have control of the board. Seven on the board. You got one. No strikes against anybody. You want to pass?
I would like to pass, but I'm not going to do that to Alan. I'm going to play it. This is a tough one. This is more just I don't think any of us will be able to clear this board.
Okay. All right.
When I said appearances, I didn't. This is like a subset of appearances. This is not a. I tried to go with the most broad one.
Yeah.
Do venues.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, let's do venues, actually. Can we switch? Man. Okay. Go ahead and read the question out.
Yes. We have a Super Bowl rematch this year, a Super Bowl matchup we've seen more than once. We haven't seen it yet, though, so we don't count it. Can you name one of the seven Super Bowl matchups we've seen more than once? You have Patriots-Eagles. And we're wondering if you can name another one.
Right.
Super Bowls, as I said, 39 and 42.
Mm.
By the way, there's only been one matchup that we've seen three times.
Wow. Okay. Is there a
Chris Watkins on
Bills Cowboys?
Bills and Cowboys.
That's not right. That's not mold.
Let's see here. So. Bills Cowboys Super Bowls 27 and 28.
Oh my goodness!
Bingo!
Look at that!
Halftime performer at one of those was Michael Jackson.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that was the first like really big halftime show, wasn't it? I think I saw something where, I guess somebody had aired. It might have been like Sanford and Son during halftime one year, and then the NFL was like, we are never going to allow anyone to have any sort of counter programming, so we're going to bag out the halftime show. Don't know if any of that is true, but it sounds correct.
No, I think I know what you're talking about, yeah.
One of the funniest things about the Cowboys-Bills matchup is, you know, the Bills, they lost every year, and the Cowboys said the second time they played, which would have been Super Bowl 28, at halftime they said, we go in and the Bills are winning. But the Cowboys said, you could see in their eyes, they thought they were going to lose.
Yeah. I mean, when you go, was that the fourth straight year that they had gone? I mean, at that point, you have to believe. I mean, we've seen this movie before. Let's go.
I've seen this movie before. Mm-hmm.
Let's go Cowboys Steelers.
Cowboys Steelers. We saw it in Super Bowl 10, Super Bowl 13, and Super Bowl 30.
Come on.
Way to go.
There we go.
Steelers, great choice.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Three times.
We are running dry here.
It's only four left on your list. No strikes against you, Chris Watkins.
The Packers had to have played somebody multiple times. Let's see here. We go Packers. Packers Chiefs. Why not? That's not it.
That was the first Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But they haven't played since.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's strike one against you.
I knew that. That's why I just figured, you know. I was
you
like,
figured it happened once, it probably
happened
again.
Right, totally. Yeah. That's exactly what was going through my mind. I'm just going to stick with the Packers. Let's go. Packers-Colts.
Packers-Colts.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be strike two against you.
All right, we're abandoning the Packers.
The seven Super Bowl matchups we've seen more than once, Steelers-Cowboys, Cowboys-Bills, and Patriots-Eagles. Of course, we're not counting this one yet, but we will have another one next week. So there's four left on the board. Chris has two strikes, one more guess. If you get it right, you keep going. If you miss, Allen with the chance to scoop and score. He's rocking.
This is impossible.
He doesn't want to give you any clues, so he's keeping everything inside. Tight as a drum.
Raiders got to be involved in one of these. It's definitely not the Bucks. This is the worst. This is the absolute worst. I have no idea. I almost said Niners Chiefs.
This is so bad.
I'm going to go with...
I just need a couple teams.
Yeah, I'll say Niners and I'll just say the Bengals. Yeah, I'll say the Bengals. Why not?
Super Bowl 16 and Super Bowl 23. 49ers Bengals.
There
you
go. There we go.
Simone was trying to help you out with that.
She was trying to.
She was doing a tiger. Yeah.
Well, I can't see anything behind me.
I know, but somebody else was benefiting from that.
Well, then I'm glad that I got that out of the way. No.
That's correct.
There's only three left on the list here. Absolutely no idea. It's even tough to just keep track of these things. I'll say Rams. Rams Titans isn't right. We'll say Rams and. I'll say Rams and Chiefs. Why not?
That's incorrect. Strike three and you're out.
Why not? But it could work out for you. Yeah.
Allen Stiles. He struggled a little bit this week in the football feud. I know you've been doing your homework, diligently preparing. Now you have the chance to steal. Mm-hmm. There are seven Super Bowl matchups, we've seen more than once. We have Steelers, Cowboys, 49ers, Bengals, Cowboys, Bills, Patriots, Eagles. If you can name one of the three remaining that Kristen mentioned, you're the winner. If not... Chris goes home a champion once again.
Well, sometimes the Phoenix rises from the ashes.
How did Eli Manning get
his two Super Bowls?
Whack.
Patriots, Giants. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
And good night. Super Bowls 42 and 46. That's exactly right. Yeah, Giants, yeah. Patriots.
Thank you.
Is your champion.
Thank you.
Chris, I thought you were going to get it with the Rams.
Yeah.
Rams and Patriots. Twice we saw.
Greatest show on turf.
Yeah. And then Goff and...
Oh, my gosh.
The 13-3
Super Bowl, that should not count. That should not count as an actual game.
It counts. And then the other one was Super Bowl 7 and 17 was the Dolphins in Washington.
Had my fins up back here, too.
There was no way anyone's getting that.
Where'd they go, Allen?
Thank you. I'm a man of integrity.
Happy Friday. And
maybe the text line helped a little.
Oh, but I got my
God. I didn't mean to. Hold on. I didn't mean to. Foul.
We have been turned.
That's not fair.
Hell no.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
But you got Bengals. That's That's why.
Especially
you know,
when he played only because he felt sorry for
no,
him.
No, you got bagels from Simone. No. It evens. Thank you. at least I admitted it.
Wow.
I admitted it.
Wow. I'd like to say I'm surprised. Wow.
I didn't mean to.
Wow.
What? How does that happen?
Wow. I'm just
texting.
Sitting here.
Wow.
Looking at. Oh my goodness. Right there.
Oh my goodness.
It's right
okay,
there.
Shout out
answers
to
right in front of my face.
The text line.
If I had a flag, I'd throw it because didn't we have that very discussion yesterday? Is
yes.
it legal to
yes.
get help
I have to look.
You
gave him too much time
no.
anyway. We got no time. We gotta get out of here. You gave him too much time. I can't look
my
at
bad.
The camera.
Next time, I'll just look at my phone.
I can't look at the
my
camera.
Fault. My fault. I'll just
I can't look at the
I'll
camera.
Throw you to the ground like that, Jack.
Really?
The whambulance.
I can't look at the camera for 10 minutes straight. I'm just, you know, enjoying my
That's
time.
That's my bad, yeah.
I wasn't looking for fun.
Ambulance.
I wasn't looking to get help. I want to know people enjoying the show.
Very appropriate that the Patriots was part of
exactly.
your correct answer.
At least
text
I admitted it.
Text gate.
At least I admitted it. Hey, okay. You know, phone a friend. I needed this one, all right? And you're not going to take it from me. Nobody's going to take it from me. I needed
that's
this
why
game.
I'm the bad boy of media.
No, that's
yes.
him now. He's taking the crown.
I needed
he's
this.
Taking the
thank
crown.
You, 916. And thank you, 530. I didn't ask for it. I didn't.
So
Simone.
You accidentally looked at a couple of texts?
No,
exactly
no,
right.
No. I only saw the 916 one. The 530 came out. Simone, bangles. Bangles.
That's on me.
I don't think he hurt her, though.
Yes, he did.
I did. I definitely did.
Not
sorry.
Taking this from me. Just like the Astros. You're not taking it. It was just a trash can.
I won't do that again. I'm
crazy.
Sorry. I thought he needed to phone a friend.
But so did I. I needed to text a friend.
I mean, to be fair, you guys could see Simone. I can't see her.
Right.
So you were already
right.
getting
I didn't know what she was doing back there. It was interpretive dance or something.
I had fins up. I had
she
fins
was,
up.
She was
and then,
miming.
Yeah, bangles
she
was
miming.
This. Bangles was
bangles
all of this.
Bangles I would have gotten with the claws.
I don't know
the
what, I was getting more confused. Yeah,
like high diver.
I was getting more confused. Whitey, what do you think?
What
King's
going to
come out?
Yeah.
What do you think? King's going to come out? Shot out of a cannon?
I think they're
going
to come out. I do. I think they're going to be out there.
They're going to play?
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
Yeah.
Big if true.
All right, we got to go. Simone says we got to go. Hey, 2-2. Hey, we evened out. That's just it's just like golf.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know,
playoff
bound
Monday.
To happen. Yeah, there we go.
I think
there
we got to get ready to go. And, yeah. You know, there's just a lot going on. So
that venue sounds great.
No, I'd love to play, but we just have so much to get
so
ready
much
for.
Content.
We got to meet with Jason Ross after the show. And there's a lot going on. Thank you for all the callers. I mean, probably the most callers we've ever had. Thank you for all the passion as far as the All-Star snubs.
Do you want to thank the texters as well, Alan?
And the texters as well. Shout out to the text line for helping me get this W on a Friday. I can tell my daughter, I can tell my family I'm not a complete loser. Thank you very much. Thank you to Simone, who did a great job. Chris Watkins, Alan Stiles. We will talk to you on Monday. Until then, we have the Drive Guys with Whitey Gleason and Kyle Draper. Until then, secure the bag. Light both beams, Pacers and Bulls. We'll see you.
Domantas Sabonis faces his former team as the King.